Hugo, H-U-G-O, Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z. This is an 86-year-old gentleman being admitted to hospice with history of congestive heart failure. Patient family states that he's continuously short of breath. He meets the stage 4 criteria of a New York Heart Association for heart failure. Patient has a patient's married, lives with his wife. He has slight confusion. He requires help with personal, with ADL, CKS, PPS is at 60% at this time. He's sleeping 6 to 8 hours a day. His bladder incontinence. Patient was referred to the hospice for palliative care from VA hematology physician with history of prostate cancer, with meds to the bones. So let's change that. In the beginning, patient is admitted to hospice with a CHF. Let's change that to prostate cancer with bony metastasis, stage 4. Cute. Didn't recognize Alex. Patient also suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, coronary artery disease, urethral stent placement. Is no longer a candidate for chemo radiation per patient and his wife's decision. Patient's blood incontinence, most likely related to his prostate cancer. He has chronic abdominal pain, requires pain medication around the clock, i.e. morphine sulfate, with morphine sulfate. He has issues with anxiety and nausea or vomiting, treated with lorazepam and promethazine at this time. Overall prognosis is poor, given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.